a friend of mine invited me or phoned me and invited me to have coffee. And I gladly accepted the invitation because I haven't seen this friend of mine for a few months because of the pandemic. So she and I agreed we will meet at a certain time, and I chose the location as to where we're going to have coffee. So the day came, she and I met. She was already there when I arrived. And the moment she saw me, she said, "Why did you choose this location?" And I said, it's accessible. You don't live that far from this location. I can drive. I mean, I know you can drive, but you can, you know, it's pretty close from your house." She said, "But I don't like this location. I just don't like this branch." And I said to her, "It's coffee. It's the same coffee." And she said to me, "No, it's not the same." I said, "What's not the same?" She said, "The service is poor. That's why I'm not going to tell you which location that is. The service is poor," she said. "And not only that the service is poor, I don't think they even have the values or they even carry the mission or the philosophy of the organization." I'm like, "Really? I thought you're just here for coffee. And you're thinking of all of that? I mean, really?" And I said, "Why don't you just, for goodness sakes, just order your coffee and we'll chat." Okay? And she did. She ordered her drink. I ordered my coffee. And we were chatting, and she was not happy. And she was complaining. I don't want to use the other word. She was complaining and complaining and whining and whining. "The other location is better. Next time we should go to the other branch because I think they have a better service. I think the workers there are better." And she went on and on and on and on. And she said to me, "I do know that they belong to one organization and one company. But I also believe that they should carry the values and the mission and the philosophy of that organization." I mean, it's just like going to the bank. She said, "If you go to the bank, there are different branches. Or maybe there's one organization, they have different branches. Don't you think they should carry the same value?" And I said, "I agree with you. They do. They should. They should carry the same value. Their mission must be the same. Their service must be patterned after the organization. I agree with you." Just to make her happy. "No, I agree with you," I said. "But it is true, isn't it? It is true." In today's gospel reading, Jesus gives us a beautiful image of the vine and the branches. And as Jesus is telling his disciples, sharing this image to them, he was about to die. He was about to give himself for all of us. Jesus is telling his disciples that yes, he's going to the Father, he's going back to the Father, but it doesn't mean that he will be far away from us. That is why Jesus says to his disciples, "Remain in me, abide in me, stay with me." Why? Because as Jesus goes back to the Father, as the true vine goes back to the Father, Jesus realizes that the disciples are the branches. The disciples will be the very connection of God's people to the Father, to the true vine. And He's inviting all of His disciples and all of us to always keep that in mind. But Jesus is also telling His disciples that yes, we are connected to Him as the true vine, but as the branches, we must share the values of Jesus. We must reflect, manifest the values of Jesus. We must reflect and manifest and reveal the mission of Jesus. And what is that mission? The mission of Jesus is to proclaim the very presence of the Father. The mission of Jesus is to allow the people to experience the unconditional love of the Father. That's the mission of the true vine, and that must be the mission of the disciples, all of us. All of us as branches. All of us as branches. Jesus, the risen Lord, invites us to be witnesses. Jesus invites us to be branches, locations, whatever you call it. And in that branch, in each one of us, in that location, in each one of us, people will experience God. People will experience in each one of us a God who loves the poor, a God who loves all people, a God who is willing to forgive, a God who is compassionate, a God who is welcoming, a God who is merciful, a God who understands all of us, even if we fail. It is through each one of us, my brothers and sisters, that people will come to know who God is. My friend said, as we shared coffee together, that those branches, the branch must share the values and the philosophy and the mission of the organization. That is so true in our spiritual life. As branches, we too must share in the values, in the philosophy, and in the mission of the one true vine, Jesus, the risen Lord. And how are we going to succeed? We're going to succeed if we continue to abide in Him, to remain in Him. How do we do that? In prayer. That we continue to communicate with our loving God. We continue to stay connected to the true vine through prayer and through the celebration of the Eucharist, where we are challenged by God's Word and where we are nourished with the food of life. We go forth from this sacred liturgy, my friends, as branches of the true vine. May people experience in each one of us the values of Jesus, the mission of Jesus, the philosophy of Jesus, and more importantly, may people experience in each one of us the one living true God.